USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Days after what some call a failed second summit with the North Korean leader, President Trump's top national security advisor says, not so fast.
The president said sometimes you have to walk away, and I think he made a very important point to North Korea and to other countries around the world about negotiating with him. He's not desperate for a deal, not with North Korea, not with anybody, if it's contrary to American national interest.
John Bolton also says on CNN's State of the Union,
I think the obligation of the president of the United States is to defend and advance American national security interest. And I think he did that by rejecting a bad deal and by trying again to persuade Kim Jong-un to take the big deal that really could make a difference for North Korea.
Nearly 1,000 flights so far canceled or delayed again today as another winter storm brings snow to the Midwest Plains and Northeast. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine and fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
A district attorney in Sacramento, California, decides not to charge two police officers who shot and killed a 22-year-old black man, Stephon Clark, in 2018, mistaking his phone in his hand for a gun. Sacramento Police Chief Daniel Hahn says officers are ready for the likely protests in coming days.
We know there's a lot of anger right now and a lot of trying to digest what they heard today. So we understand that, and our personnel are prepared to allow people to do that. At the same time, we want to protect people's safety.
In Louisiana, police arresting a man after he allegedly drove his vehicle into a crowd of bicyclists in New Orleans last night, killing two of them. 32-year-old Chishanti Tony facing two charges of vehicular homicide, other counts as well related to the incident. They say it wasn't a case of terrorism. They believe that Tony was impaired. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump in rare form, even for President Trump, as he speaks at the 2019 Conservative Political Action Conference just outside D.C. on Saturday.
Now, Robert Mueller never received a vote, and neither did the person that appointed him. And as you know, the Attorney General says, I'm going to recuse myself.
Referring there to Jeff Sessions and referring here to Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
I saw a little shifty Schiff yesterday. He went into a meeting and he said, we're going to look into his finance. I said, where did that come from? He always talked about Russia. Collusion with Russia. The collusion delusion.
A Motown legend to be immortalized on a U.S. postage stamp. The U.S. Postal Service will release a stamp honoring Marvin Gaye on April 2nd on what would have been his 80th birthday. It's part of the Postal Service's Music Icon series designed to look like a record sleeve inspired by historic photographs. Gaye was known for this song, What's Going On, and Let's Get It On, among many, many others. He was fatally shot by his father in 1984. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.